Now, did you happen to look in the mirror this morning before dashing out the door? How old was the person looking back at you? What if you could foretell your future health by having an honest conversation with your reflection? That's one of the implications of a study of 45-year-olds who've been followed and tested repeatedly since birth. Dr. Norman Swan, the host of RN's Health Report, is looking at this study this week and joins me now in the studio. Welcome back to Breakfast, Norman.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't look in the mirror this morning.
I'm just terrified, all the listeners. Tell us about the study of 45-year-olds staring in a mirror.
So this is a world-famous study in New Zealand called the Dunedin Study, and it's followed more than 1,000 people from their birth. They were born in about 1972, 1973 through. And the primary reason for the study was looking at behaviour. So we've learned a lot about child behaviour, ADHD, autism spectrum disorder from the Dunedin study. But now these are adults and they're beyond that age group and they're measuring them for looking at other things. Now, the primary measure that they were looking at to see what could correlate with your biological age as opposed to your chronological age.
Oh,
so your biological age is measured by all sorts of things, your body mass index, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. There's about 19 different things, including a brain scan. And they assessed the biological age. And then they took something simple, which is gait speed. In other words, how fast you walk, your maximum gait speed, your average gait speed, and also how fast you walk when you are doing something else, not chewing gum, but reciting the alphabet by alternate letters. And then they took an average of that. But they also looked at facial aging and assessed their facial age as well as part of this study. And what they found was that the slower the average gait, so in other words, the slower you walked, the older you were biologically. And if you compared the fastest walkers to the slowest walkers, gait walkers, it was a 5 years of difference, even though they're all aged 45.
And then
if you think about it, gait combines cerebral function, because you've got to think about it. There's multiple muscle groups attached, involved, there's coordination involved. So gait is actually quite a good way of measuring your functional status overall.
I would have thought it was almost involuntary. You really surprised me with what you're saying there.
What's involuntary?
Gait, walking.
Yes, well, that's right. You don't think about it that much.
And but it's got lots of these functions.
You say it's almost involuntary, yeah. No, there is a cognitive element to it because you've actually got to plan it. But you do it so often, it's subconscious. But
it's still the result of a range of different...
You've got to think to walk. If you can't think, you don't walk. I mean, people with dementia stop walking because they can't actually get it together. And then they looked at facial age as well. And facial age, so in other words, if you looked in the mirror compared to other 45-year-olds and you looked old, that also was related to your gait. So you also were slow walkers and you inside behind the face, you were older biologically as well, on average. And then the question is this mutable? Can you change this? And they went back because I've got the... And also when you looked at the brain scan, they showed signs of aging in the brain as well. So not a great picture. When you look back at them when they were three and they assessed their cognitive function at age three, the kids who had lower cognitive function at age three predicted the 45-year-olds with lower cognitive function.
Seriously?
As well and slower gait. Now, that doesn't mean that this is immutable because a three-year-old's cognitive function is a combination of genes and environment. Are parents reading to you? Are you in a stimulating environment? So on. And there's also a genetic element as well. So this is potentially changeable because, even if it's 70% genes, it's 30% mutable. Okay. And so look in the mirror. Take an honest look at yourself.
I don't think I've enjoyed this at all. Anyway, and you're also looking quickly at a study of aggressive behaviours in people with dementia and how to avoid drugs.
Huge issue in the Aged Care Royal Commission because people are being chemically restrained and physically restrained. And this study showed that simple things like massage therapy and music therapy, listening on an iPod to your favourite music when you were younger, are more effective at controlling aggressive behaviour and agitation than the drugs that can kill you.
My goodness. Very interesting, Norman. Thank you, as usual. Thank
more
you.
Tonight.
More tonight. Norman Swan. You can hear more on the Health Report this evening at 5:30.